Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. He's Oriole Hall of Famer, joins us every Thursday. He is Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's happening, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Boy, nice sweep over the Twins. Nice, another pretty good day today. So a lot of good things happening.
All right, Mike, we're watching Albert Suarez pitch, and we were on the air as it was happening. And I told Vinny earlier, I actually said it to him as we're watching the game. It started at 105. I'm like, is that 98? Was that 97? I thought he's going to come in throwing changeup after changeup. He was blazing fastballs, painting corners, and you were out. You've been around the league for a long, long time. For an unexpected debut, where would that one rate for you?
Wow, that's got to be right up there at the top. I mean, my gosh, the guy hasn't pitched in the big leagues in, what, 7 years? I mean, and then all of a sudden to burst on the scene like that. It must be the water in the Orioles clubhouse, because it seems like every guy, you know, that gets an opportunity really steps up. And you know, I think the organizational philosophy, where they are, you know, in the minor leagues and then up in the big leagues, everybody just, you know, believes in themselves. They want to be a part of this and contribute. And Suarez was just the next man up that impressed everybody. So, yeah, kudos to him. And man, I'd like to see him go at it again.
Now, we talked before the season, Bordy, about the Orioles bullpen. And Craig Kimbrell, all's well, nothing to see here, please disperse. Are you pleasantly surprised by what you're seeing so far? Granted, it's only April the 18th, a lot of baseball left to be played, blah, blah, blah. But the bullpen, the upside is what right now? With Dylan Tate's kind of pitching every other 3 days, it seems, right now.
Yeah, no, I think they've gotten off to a really good start. Yeah, a lot of those guys stepping up. Colomb seems to have picked up right where he left off last season. Just a really good breaking ball and typically throws strikes. So he had his first walk yesterday of the season. But, you know, Cano looks as filthy as ever. That changeup is devastating with a fastball that got to be one of the best sinkers in the game right now. So they look strong, and which is good. I think getting off to a good start, you know, obviously helps your confidence and the belief that, you know, these guys can stay together. I think if there are a couple, you know, rusty parts, it would be hard. Guys would be kind of questioning what's going on out there. But everybody's contributed to the early success the Orioles have had. And I think everybody wants the ball, you know. And to be honest with you, everybody's getting the ball, because Brandon Hyde is not afraid to go to that bullpen and go to his main guys either. And I've always, you know, worried about that. I think the Orioles, you know, pitchers, the bullpen especially, you know, they get used quite a bit, especially the big guns out there. So, you know, at some point, let's hope for starters to, you know, keep eating up some innings and giving these guys a few breaks here and there.
Mike Bordick joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Also, Oriole Hall of Famer, doing some awesome stuff as an all-star, playing in some championship stuff himself. Jackson Holliday, 0-for-3, 3 Ks, .040 batting average. His MO has always been plate discipline. He walks a lot. What are you seeing here, Mike, watching him kind of scuffle? Everyone assumed once he got the first base hit on Sunday, be off the schneid, off to the races. He's kind of went back to the struggling at the plate and seeming, I'm not saying he's confused, but the pitchers obviously have his number right now.
Well, they do. But I think most of this game, and we've talked about this before, it's just such a mental game, right? And so now the obviously everybody's eyes are on him, and he wants to do so much to help be a part of this winning team. He sees Gunnar Henderson step up there and hit home run after home run. You know, he's seeing these Jordan Westberg just mashing right now. Every ball he hits is hard. And, you know, a lot of these young players that are just major contributors on a successful team, and he wants to be a part of that so bad. I think he's just trying a little too hard, you know, and it's hard to pull yourself back. And, you know, it was Mike Flanagan that said, try less, you know, or try easier or something like that. So, you know, it's hard to kind of get yourself in that mental headspace, especially when you're a young player playing a new position in the big leagues. You know what I mean? I mean, he's thrown over there at second base, and I've watched him, you know, on some of the replays. He doesn't know where to go yet, you know. So, and I don't know if the infield coach Manzolino's reminding him about his positioning, because there's always some place to go on a baseball field. And you can tell he's still just trying to process where he is. So there's a lot of stuff rolling around in his head. And the fact that you're at the big league level and everything is magnified, and, you know, every pitch is important, every defensive play is important. And I think he takes a lot of this to heart, and he's just trying this a little bit too hard right now.
Morty, it kind of reminds me of, like, in football, if you're thinking too much, you can't play fast. And that may be part of his issue. You know, he's thinking so much that he just can't be himself and play like he normally plays.
That's it. That's the name of the game, man. You're exactly right. The ability to relax up there, trust in all your preparation. And it seems like, especially as a younger player or a player that's struggling a little bit, even Austin Hayes, I feel like, is kind of in that headspace, which isn't a good headspace right now, because, you know, if an umpire makes one bad pitch to get ahead in the count, or one bad call, and all of a sudden you're behind in the count, you just start going, oh my gosh, just human nature, here we go again. And you can't settle in at all. You're just thinking of all the wrong things that are supposed to help you relax. And it takes a while to actually become a pro at that and understand it. And, you know, I think, you know, the best advice he can get, and he probably gets too much advice first and foremost right now, but is just to just trust the work you put in, right? Because, you know, he works hard at everything. And I know all these guys do. They go in and they get their work in the batting cage. They study video. They go out and get their ground ball work all the right way, and just trust that and go out and play, man. Play like you were in high school 2 years ago. Right? He's just such a young kid. It's hard. I can't even imagine thinking right now. But you're right, man. You can't play if you're not relaxed and trust in all the preparation you put in.
Hey, Bordy, when you see a lot of stolen bases on their defense, you know, is it pitching? Is it the catcher with slower release? Is it the new bases? What do you see?
Well, I think it always comes down to the pitcher, you know. You know, his time to the plate has so much to do with that. I'm not going to credit the stupid bases. That just blows me away that they made bases bigger. It's one of the worst new things. I just don't even understand it. But, no, I don't think it's because of the bases, and I think our catchers do a nice job. I think they all have quick releases. I think just a lot of times, you know, pitchers are just a little bit slow, and whether it be You know, I don't know what. I just know that Buck Showalter, when he was the manager of the Orioles, he made sure were under a certain time, so they were quicker to home, and they practice it all the time with runners on base. And he wouldn't even let guys come up to the big leagues if they didn't have the proper, you know, time to the plate. So, you know, I think Orioles pitchers have to understand that. And I just think the running game is a little bit different now. And I think pitchers might get complacent thinking that just because of the new strategies in the running game. But you got to control it or guys are going to continue to run. And that could be a weak link on this Oriole team.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.